Shalom and good morning. Want to praise the Lord once again for his faithfulness, for his goodness. We have come a long way studying the Bible, listening to what God is saying to us. We are in the book of John 19, and we want to do verses 17 to verses 30. And we want to look at how Jesus, or how different souls were won at the cross. Now, I want you to know that more than any other place, this is where many souls were brought to believe in God. This is where a diverse number of people that are recorded in the Bible were able to come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. First, we discovered that Herod, though he knew Jesus, was not guilty, and he knew that he was not accused rightly. It was wrong accusation, false accusation. He still allowed Jesus to be killed, or he gave Jesus to them, but he washed his hands and he told them, I'm not part of this deal. And sure, he was not. Though that was also, he did not show leadership because he was afraid. He also had some other interest because he was afraid that he would be implicated by what he had done before. Here, we saw Jesus going to the cross, and Jesus was finally crucified at a place called Golgotha, a place of the scar. And there on the tree, there at the cross, we see different people coming to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Number one, we see a thief. This is a representation of criminals coming to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. This is where this criminal, they were all hurling the hurled words of insults. In fact, one of them was saying, if you are God, why don't you save yourself and save us? But immediately one of them, he looked at it, and the Lord won the heart of this one thief, criminal. And he represents all the criminals on earth, knowing that the cross is the place where criminals can be won. This is where criminals, those are breakers of the law. Jesus was accused of breaking the law, but he had not broken the law. But he was accused of breaking the law so that he could win those that break the law. And a criminal was won to Jesus Christ. And he recognized that Jesus is clean. And he said, remember me when you come. Remember me when you come in your kingdom. So this thief knew the word. This thief was not new to the word. That tells you that the people who steals still have the word of God preached to them. He was able to repeat the words very correctly. He said, when you come in your kingdom, he had heard about Jesus would die. He had heard before it being preached that Jesus would be crucified, and he had heard that Jesus would be buried. He had heard that Jesus would go up in heaven and ascend in heaven. This thief had heard that Jesus would come again in his kingdom. And so he knew the gospel. He had heard the gospel, but his heart had not been won. But this instant won the thief. We praise God for the power of the cross. Though the other one did not come, this represented that many will still come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. As if that is not enough, we find the second category of group called priests or soldiers. This is another category that seems to be very hard to crack. Not many people love police because they look very difficult to handle. They are not really friendly. They don't really looking friendly. I am not saying everyone, because I know there are very good policemen who are preachers who love Jesus, but by and large, we can recognize by John the Baptist, when he preached to them, he told them, do not take somebody's things by force. Okay, do not plant false accusation on people, but be satisfied with your own salary. So we know that this one happens. But here, these police, as they were there, their eyes were opened. They took the garments. They had seen many people die, and they had seen how many of them have gone there and how many people have struggled. But they looked at this, and they took his garments, and they break it into four. They shared his clothes. I wonder why they were sharing the clothes of Jesus. Probably because the clothes maybe had some influences on them. Of course, it was to fulfill the scripture that they shared my garments. Not only that, they also threw dice or lot so that they could take the garment. The garment was full of blood. You'd wonder why you take a garment that was full of blood, because after beating him, they finally put his cloth, and then they removed it. They put a purple robe, and they took it. But by doing all these, the hearts of these people are being changed. And particularly when finally Jesus died, one of them took a spear and pierced his side, and blood and water gushed out. Now, and the Bible says, especially in the book of Matthew, that when one of them saw this, was a centurion, he said, surely this was the Son of God. Now, I want you to know that God can be able to win the heart of police by the power of the cross. Not only that, women who stood there, there were four women, and one of them was Mary the Magdalene. We had not seen Mary the Magdalene being mentioned there before. We had only known that she was a woman that Jesus had delivered four demons or seven demons from her. But this instant changed this woman and all these women. They followed, of course. These women kept on following Jesus from Galilee. But even here, we discover that this woman became one of the people that really were changed completely. And by the time Jesus was put in the cross, they were here, or they were out there in the morning. They were carrying spices, and they would want to be able to come and follow Jesus. Not only that, we see that Jesus was in charge. While he was at the cross there, he was able to look at John. And John had followed Jesus all this time. One of the disciples who kept following Jesus was John. And John was given the greater responsibility. I think this is the higher winning. This is given the responsibility of bearing the fruit, of leading one of the persons that Jesus loved, the mother. And the mother of Jesus, probably this is one of the area where her heart was completely won. Remember before there, the mother of Jesus never really also believed together with his brothers that Jesus was the Messiah. And even when they did not have wine in chapter 2 of John, they were saying they do not have wine. But here, when Jesus was able to give her to John and John took her, that made Mary to really come and believe in who Jesus was and what Jesus had done. So we discover that one word that was very critical here, that was able to bring hundreds, and even to this day, one word that has brought all of us to the knowledge of Jesus Christ was the words that Jesus actually said at the cross. And this is just before he died. He said, I'm thirsty, to show that this was fulfilling the scripture. They took the hyssops blanch, reminding us of what they had done in Egypt. You know, that reminding us that this was a fulfillment of the scripture. But one word Jesus said, as after he had tasted this wine, jar of sour wine, He said that it is finished. Then he bowed his hand and he gave up his spirit. Now, Jesus said it is finished. He did not say that I'm finished. Now, this is one word that every one of us has come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. It is the power of the cross. It is the power of what Jesus said. It is the power of what Jesus did. When he said it is accomplished, it is finished. The work I came to do is already accomplished. It's finished. No more work I have to do. In fact, he said when Jesus discovered that his work, his mission has been accomplished. Here, it is finished means it is paid in full, meaning that the debt of our sins is paid in full. He had carried the sin of thieves. He had carried the thieves, I mean the sin of the police. He had carried the sin of the kings Pilate represented. He had carried the sin of the Sanhedrin. We'll be able to see next session how two of them were able to come, and Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus. We will be able to see the next episode. Jesus carried the sin of the women. Jesus carried the sin of the crowd. Jesus carried the sin of every other person. And when he says it is finished, he was able to pay their debt, our debts in full. That means there's nothing else we can do to pay our debt. We can coming to church area does not contribute to paying our debt. Our debt is paid in full. Paying our tithe, eating the Holy Communion, being baptized, all the activities and the holy procedures that we do not contribute to our paying the full, I mean the debt, because it was paid once in, and it is Jesus who finished it. So there's nothing else we can do, and there's nothing else that can remove this, because Jesus paid it all. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you because you paid it all, and you blot and you bought men and women to yourself. You purchased our redemption. You purchased our freedom. And so we thank you this day because of the work that you have done. Help us to believe in you. Help us, O Lord, to trust in you in all the things that we do. Help us to look up to you. In Jesus' name we pray.